Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you, and happy Thanksgiving to each of you. I hope you have the day off to be with some friends and family, loved ones, to take time to give thanks to God and to gather around the table and enjoy one another, enjoy your family, enjoy the blessings of God, and probably watch a little football. But that's okay, and I hope you just enjoy the day. And Thanksgiving Day, what a unique holiday it is for us. And I want to share with you the Thanksgiving Psalm. It's the 100th Psalm. And I'm going to read it. If you know it or you have a Bible close by, maybe we'd read it together today. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. What a beautiful psalm. I believe with all my heart that we as a people and a nation have truly been blessed by God. All of us who are thankful unto him and praise his name, we ought to be thanking him here at Thanksgiving time and all the time. It's not uncommon to compile lists at Christmas or draw up resolutions for the New Year's. But there's another time that we ought to probably make a list up for all that we are thankful for, and that is at Thanksgiving. Here's a list that several housewives compiled. They wrote that they were especially thankful for, number one, automatic dishwashers, because it makes us possible for us to get out of the kitchen before the family comes back for their after-dinner snacks. Another wrote, for husbands, who attack small repair jobs around the house, because then they usually make them big enough to call in the professionals. This one said, I'm thankful for children who put away their things and clean up after themselves. They're such a joy. You hate to see them go home to their own parents. For teenagers, because they give parents an opportunity to learn a second language. And this one said, I'm thankful for smoke alarms because they let you know when the turkey's done. Well, I hope that doesn't happen at your house today. Now, here's our, there may be a list that you'll compile, and not maybe quite like those lists, but I'm thankful. I'm thankful for life, health, family, friends, the nation we live in, despite its flaws and its shortcomings. I'm thankful for salvation, for my church family, for the mercy that God showers upon us each and every day, and for Jesus, who loves us so much, and who has given us so much that we can celebrate on Thanksgiving. Do you ever think about the small handful of people from the Mayflower who started the custom of setting aside a day of Thanksgiving to God? They had no homes. They had no government agency to help them build a home. They had no means of transportation but their legs. Their only food came from the sea and the forest, and they had to go get it themselves. They had no money and really no place to spend it if they did. No amusements except what they made for themselves. No means of communication with their relatives in England. No Social Security, no Medicare. But if anybody dare call them underprivileged, they probably would have ended up in the stocks. For they had four of the greatest human assets: initiative, courage, a willingness to work, and a boundless faith in God. That sounds almost strange today, doesn't it? When there's so many people at work today and powerful forces at work to strip us of every reminder that the foundation of our nation was built upon the conviction that we are indeed one nation under God. Thanksgiving Day, a distinctive holiday, doesn't commemorate a battle or anybody's birthday or anniversary. It's simply a day set aside for our nation to express its thanks to God. It's often just the opposite, isn't it? The less thankful we are, the less mindful of God we are, and the more we want. So I think Psalm 100 kind of deals with that attitude to remind us of our need to be thankful and to maintain an attitude of gratitude. The basis of our thanksgiving. Psalm 100 was written for the people of Israel. And God said, when you come to the promised land and settle down in your warm homes and you have plenty to eat, don't forget me. I led you out of the wilderness and I brought you into land flowing with milk and honey. And maybe it's just natural for us to desire appreciation when we do something that's worthwhile. But the psalmist said, in whatever you do, remember, serve the Lord with gladness. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He said, I want to make sure that that's the basis of our thanksgiving. And then he said, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Listen, we make a joyful noise to the Lord and we praise the Lord. But listen, I don't want to just talk it. I want to walk it. And that's why it says we serve the Lord with gladness. I'm glad to praise the Lord. I'm glad to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But I got to back that up with serving the Lord. You know, we're all saved to serve. And so the Lord said the greatest title that any of us can have is that of a servant. And so we ought to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We no longer live the rest of our time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. I'm here to serve the Lord. You're here to serve the Lord. We are all to be servants of the Lord. And do it with gladness, not with madness, not with sadness, but with gladness. I'm happy in the service of the King. I hope you are as well. And then it says you come before his presence with singing. It's interesting. God says, so I want you to be glad. I want you to make a joyful noise. I want you to shout for joy. And I want you to sing. I want you to come before my presence with singing. Now look around. Look around when you're at church on Sunday. Do people look happy? Are they sitting there with scowls on their faces? Listen, sing with joy in your heart. Come before his presence with singing. And then he says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. God took every bone, every joint. He wielded them together with the sinew and the muscles and covered them with skin and gave us eyes that see, brains that think, fingers that can pick up things. God made us inside and out. He made you just the way he wanted you to be. And he made me the way he wanted me to be. That's quite a mystery. I don't really understand it all, obviously. But somehow, God decided that he wanted a man like me. Just medium, not too good looking, not outstanding in anything. Just a simple father and a husband who would keep plodding along. So he made me. And someplace along the way, he had you in mind. And he made you. And he's still making people today. That's important for us to realize. He's not satisfied with an unfinished product. He's not satisfied with our temper. He's not satisfied with the weak areas of our life when we're giving in to temptation. So he's still making us. He's still working on our lives. We are all created in his image. So give him thanks for who you are. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Most of us, sadly, want to be shepherds, not sheep. See, it's not a lot of fun just being a sheep. But the problem is, the sheep does not know where the still waters or the green pastures are. And every time the sheep will wander off, they'll get lost and end up in the far country. So Jesus simply says, you be the sheep, let me be the shepherd. I will lead you in the paths of righteousness. I will lead you beside the still waters and the green pastures. Just let me lead. And then he goes on to say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. You see, in the Old Testament, the temple symbolized the presence of God. So whenever the people came to the temple and entered into the courtyards, they knew they'd come into the presence of God. But that temple no longer exists. Oftentimes, the place where we meet to worship God is called a sanctuary, indicating that God's there. But the truth is, God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. That's what that means. He's with you when you drive down the highway. He's with you when you're working your job. He's with you when you're at home with your children. He's with you every moment of your life. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, Jesus Christ by faith takes up residence in your heart, and the Holy Spirit takes up residence in your body as his temple, and he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's the source of our thanksgiving. But I wonder, what if God met our needs to the same extent that we give him our lives? What if we never saw another flower bloom because we grumbled because God sent rain? What if God stopped loving and caring for us because we failed to love and care for others? What if God took away his message because we wouldn't listen to his message? What if he wouldn't bless us today because we didn't thank him for yesterday? What if God answered our prayers the way we answer his call for service? What if God decided to stop leading us tomorrow because we didn't follow him today? Oh, let's be thankful to the Lord that he does not treat us as we deserve, or repay us according to our actions. He is merciful. His mercy, his truth endureth forever. So make a joyful noise today, will you? Serve the Lord with gladness today. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and he hath made us and not we ourselves. There's no self-made man. God made us. And I'm glad we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Today, pause, give thanks to him, and praise his name. I hope this will be a meaningful Thanksgiving season for you and your family. Take time today, if you're listening to this broadcast in the morning, take time today to read the 100th Psalm. And if you heed the commands in the Psalm, your heart's going to overflow with thanksgiving to the Lord. Psalm 100, the Psalm of Thanksgiving. Well, I hope that'll help you today. I hope you'll enjoy your time. We're glad to have our family gathered around our table, children, grandchildren, everyone there. We're looking forward to a delightful time together as a family today, and I hope you'll do the same. No bridge to recovery tonight because of the holiday, but we'll pick up next Thursday night with that. And we look forward to having our regular Sunday services on Sunday, 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for the morning service, and 5:30 for the evening service. And our Spanish church meets the exact same time as well. And so we look forward to that and hopefully be celebrating a Buckeye victory over the team up north that's going to happen on Saturday, okay? But listen, we'll be back together tomorrow on the broadcast as well, and continuing a little bit this theme of thankfulness. And I think we're going to talk tomorrow a little about being filled with thankfulness. It's from Colossians chapter 1, and maybe you'll look at that a little bit before tomorrow if you have time to do some reading. But let's give thanks to the Lord today and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I appreciate and I'm thankful for the radio listeners of Words to Encourage Radio. And I hope you have a marvelous, marvelous Thanksgiving. And I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. bright sunny smile.